This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and we are doing a five-part series on Seafair Exploration Corp. Last week, we had Mike on, and he told us a little bit why they got involved with Seafair and why they're in backing them and being one of their investors. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. And with us today, and I'm super excited to have this gentleman on my show. He is one of the crew members. His name is Michael David Ware, and he's also a shareholder of the company. Michael, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. An honor to be here.
You know, what is your background and your history with Seafair? How did you get involved?
It's been about a decade now that I've been supporting Seafair. Initially, I came on board, if you will, as a shareholder through my broker, having been exposed to Kyle Kennedy and the vision that he has. And I just thought it was a super, super, super exciting opportunity with tremendous upside. So I got involved and I got passionately involved. And then I became really good friends with Kyle Kennedy, hit it off pretty quickly. Then I began to support his staff, his crew. I'd come down here, I'd speak with everybody, the captain, so on and so forth. Then, as things would have it, about 6 years or so ago, I spoke with Kyle about literally coming on board. And I did just that. And I started at the bottom as a crew member and worked my way up to my present position, which is deck boss. And I run the Iron Maiden, which I'm actually sitting on right now as we're doing this interview.
Wow. Wow. That's impressive. So you don't do any diving. You just run everything from the deck up. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'm a big fan of do what you do best. This is what I do best. You know, and there's big fish in the water, and so I stay up here.
Well, I don't want to be kind of preposterous about this, but why are you there?
Okay, why am I here is a great question. I think everybody should ask that question. Why am I here? I'm here with Seafair to fulfill my life's purpose. I wholeheartedly believe that this is a huge part of my life's purpose, is to be a part of this great organization, to continue to support Kyle, company, our staff, everybody. And because I gave my word a long time ago to Kyle and then to 6,000-7,000 shareholders that I would see this through. And we're seeing it through. So I'm all about people's lives being forever changed. And that's what this is all about. This is all about people, people's lives, and people's lives being forever changed for the better.
You guys are approximately about a half a mile or a mile off the sea land. You're diving in around 30 to 40. And tell us, what are you guys finding there on a day-to-day basis? I understand you're looking at a wreck that was around 1750. Can you extrapolate and give us a little bit more information about what you guys are doing?
Sure, I can. And then in the next interview, our project manager will really take that over. So we're not doing deep water salvage. We're presently on a big debris field, a big debris fog. We were just out just yesterday and came up with some not discovered yet items. These items are not precious metals yet, but they are period. So that means they are from the time, and it substantiates and it proves that we're on the wreck.
So what are you finding down there?
So these are pieces of iron. They could be from spikes, which held the vessel together.
Absolutely.
To, you know, various things like that. We found a good sized section of the hull a year or two ago. We've been back to reinvestigate that, so on and so forth.
So tell me a little bit about the crew and the team. What is their purpose?
Gosh. So I'm going to go through this quickly as I can. I'm going to start at the top with Kyle Kennedy. Kyle Kennedy, I've met a lot of people in my life, including the Dalai Lama. And Kyle is one of the most unique individuals I've ever met. He's a Walt Disney, a Ray Kroc, or Sam Walton. He has a vision.
Wow.
And he's unwavering in that vision. But let me tell you something. The greatest of the greats, it's one man's vision, but one man can't accomplish it. So our project manager, George and Deb Gruber, combined 47 years of military experience. They know the sea. They know operations. They know how to handle people. All of our divers are the best of the best. And I mean that truly when I say that. They're all master divers. They know what they're doing down there. Our crew, the cohesion that is here, which is what I bring to the table, is the best it's ever been. Then our people in Tampa, we can't be here without them, who handle the paperwork. To then Don Beavers at PNS, you can look at that new relationship and what that has brought to the table, along with Tim Reynolds over at Wild Manta and our new device that is close to completion.
You know, a lot of people think you guys are delusional, trying to search for what you guys are searching for. What do you see in the future?
Okay, so that's so beautiful. I'm happy to hear that people believe we're delusional, because every single great was believed to be delusional until they proved it, right? Every single one of them. So here's the thing. I really want to drive this home to shareholders. Is this, I am not a rocket scientist. However, these days I hang out with and I work with rocket scientists. And these guys know what they're doing. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where we're going. I've always said to Kyle Kennedy, Kyle, there's got to be a better way.
Right.
There's got to be a better way to get this done. Well, guess what we've done? We have figured out a better way. We have taken this device from conception to fruition, and it works. Be with this for a moment. Really be with this. It's a fact that there's trillions of dollars on the ocean floor. I don't know how you do a valuation on that, but it's big. It's really big.
And what
That's
are you,
our future.
And what are you guys hoping to accomplish here in the next 6 months to a year and a half?
World domination. That's where we're headed. When this device is proven, which it's about to be, and it's successful, then the world is our oyster. Everybody will be coming to us to help find what it is that they're looking for. The system has been antiquated. It's been outdated. It just doesn't work. And we have found a way to make it work.
And when do you think you'll bring that beta vision, if you will, or beta product to fruition and be able to use it in full compliance?
Very shortly.
Okay.
Next 30, 60, 90 days. I've been with it. I've watched it. It's been being tested. It works. Those tests will continue. So I don't want to completely speak to give time frames, because I'm not don't like
right.
giving time frames.
No, I understand. I'm just
telling you and everybody out there that our time has come.
My guest today is Michael David Ware. He is a shareholder and also the chief crew member on the Iron Maiden. We're talking about Seafair Exploration Corp. Look them up. You can find them on the OTCQB market. Under the ticker symbol SFRX, very undervalued here. That's my personal opinion, under a penny here. David, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to illustrate to your stockholders and my listeners?
Yeah, very simply this. If you're not a shareholder, I highly recommend that you be one. That's my personal opinion, which is a really good one, being at ground zero.
Well, I thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back. Hopefully you guys make some great discoveries down there, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Likewise. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.